Welcome to installment 255 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. Positive commandment number 204, the commandment to return a lost object. And prohibition number 269, the prohibition not to ignore a lost object and pretend that you have not seen it. There are two sections in the Chumash where this commandment is discussed. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, and the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22. Both of them mention the positive commandment 204, to return the lost object. As the Rambam quotes, that in Exodus 23, verse 4, the verse states, Hashav tishivenu lei, you should certainly return it to him. And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 1, Hashav tishivem lachicha, one is required to return it to one's brother. This is the positive commandment. The Rambam, however, quotes the Mechilta and the Gemara, both of which say that there is a positive commandment and a negative commandment. What is the prohibition? The prohibition is learned from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 3, which states, Lisucha lehisalem, one is not allowed to hide from it, literally. In other words, to conceal one's eyes from it, to act as if it has not been seen. Rather, if one observes an object which has been lost, he is required to take the object and attempt to return it to its rightful owner. The Rambam quotes the Sifri, which quotes both, which gives another verse for this prohibition. Verse number one in the same chapter of Deuteronomy, which states, "Losires sherachicho oyaseya nidochim," that one should not observe one's your friend's ox or sheep, which is lost, v'salamta mehem, and pretend it is not seen. This is the same idea, the same prohibition. And the same Sifri quotes that there is a positive aspect. The same verse we quoted in the book of Exodus, kisivka, when you encounter a lost object, one is required to return it. The details of this commandment, the Rambam tells us, are discussed in the second chapter of the Talmudic tractate, Baba Metziah. What does one do if the owner's name is not on the lost object and one does not recognize who it belongs to? At the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple in Jerusalem, there was a special stone, a rock, which was set aside as the place upon which people would announce and declare that they have found lost objects. However, after the temple was destroyed, it was decreed that since there was no longer a central gathering place, it should rather be announced in all of the shuls, the places of worship and the places of study. However, after this, it became prevalent that people would turn in this information to the local non-Jewish king, that if there was a lost object, the king would immediately claim it. Upon this point, our sages established the custom of merely notifying one's neighbors and one's associates and people that he knows, notifying that he found a lost object, hoping that the news should get around the neighborhood and come to the owner of the object. However, what is to prevent anyone from coming and saying that he lost the object? The law of the Torah is that the one who is claiming the object must give signs, simonim muvakim, signs by which it can be recognized that he is the owner. Some examples are given, such as the size of the object, the place it was lost, and so on. However, there are many details about how much of a sign must be given. One must not only announce that he found a lost object. He should say, for example, that he found a pen. So he's already giving information about the lost object. Other details should be given by the person who is coming to identify it as his. There are also differences as to whether the person claiming it is a Torah scholar or not. We assume that a Torah scholar is someone that will always tell the truth, and therefore must not be interrogated so strictly. In the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe states that there are many details regarding these laws, and therefore as to what sort of sign should be considered sufficient, one should ask a Shailas Chacham, ask a Rav for the proper ruling in each individual case. Should the lost object be something which requires care, extra care, the law of the Torah is that one is not required to necessarily to care for the object. Let us say it is an animal which needs to be fed. After a certain amount of time, one could sell the animal and just hold the money, and when the owner claims his lost animal, return the money to him instead. However, we have cases told of our sages where they went beyond this requirement, such as the case of a person who passed by the house of Rabbi Hanina ben Deisa and mistakenly left or lost some chickens in front of his house. Rabbi Hanina's wife found these chickens, and he instructed her, do not take any of the eggs, do not eat the eggs. Rather, let us raise these eggs into other chickens. And that's what they did, and the chickens multiplied, and soon there were many more chickens, and there was too many chickens and not enough room. So Rabbi Hanina sold the chickens and bought a goat, and the goat was much bigger, and he had a few goats. And he raised these goats and took care of them. After some time, the person came back and said, didn't I lose some chickens around here? And the Rabbi Hanina said, look what I made from your chickens. First of all, he said, can you identify your chickens? And he gave them a sign by which Rabbi Hanina could recognize that he was the owner of the chickens. Thereupon Rabbi Hanina said, since you are the owner here, I took your chickens and raised them, and now you have goats. Take these goats. And the person therefore became richer through the finding of the lost object by Rabbi Hanina. The Medrash tells a similar story regarding Pinchas ben Yair, that the two people once were passing by a city in the south of Israel where Pinchas ben Yair was, and they were holding two saw of barley, and they left it by Pinchas ben Yair, and they said, please watch this for us. However, then they went about their business and forgot that they left this barley with him. When Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair recognized this, he planted the barley so it should make more barley. And he kept doing this until finally he had filled up an entire silo full of barley. And every year he kept replanting additional seeds and increasing the amount. After 7 years, they remembered that they had left this barley with Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And they came back, and Rabbi Pinchas says, here, you see this entire silo? Take all of it, because it all belongs to you. On the verse, Kisire Asher Achicha, when you see the ox of your brother which is lost, one is required to return it. Our sages tell us that why is the word Achicha mentioned? This comes to teach you that you were required to return the ox of a Jew. However, a non-Jew's lost object, one is not required to return. One is, of course, forbidden from stealing, God forbid, even the slightest amount from a non-Jew. But should it be lost and the owner is not present, then one is not required to go look for the owner and announce that he has found the lost object of this person. However, the Medrash tells us a little different story about Shimon ben Shetach. That Shimon ben Shetach once bought a donkey from a Yishmaeli, one of the non-Jewish inhabitants at that time of the land of Israel. And when he bought the donkey, he found somewhere hidden in the neck of the donkey, he found a precious stone, a gem. And the students of Reb Shimon ben Shetach, who knew how poor he was and how he needed the money, exclaimed, Birchas Havayah Hitashir, look how Hashem's blessing has made you rich. This is an open miracle that God has given you this money. However, Reb Shimon ben Shetach answered him, I didn't buy a gem, I bought a donkey, and we have to take it back and return it to its owner. And they went back to the non-Jew and returned to him this stone. And when he saw that Rav Shimon ben Shattach could have kept the stone and nevertheless returned it. He said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shattach, blessed be the God of Shimon ben Shattach. And as it's brought down Lalach and Shulchan Aruch, that in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify the name of God among the non-Jewish nations, in that case it should be returned. As the law is also brought in the Rambam, that it is the responsibility of the Jewish people to teach the non-Jewish inhabitants of the world, all of the B'nai Nayach, descendants of Noah, which include all inhabitants of the world, to impress upon them the importance of serving Hashem Echad, of the oneness of God, and the importance of guarding all of the seven commandments, which they are required to keep. Chassidus explains an interesting fact regarding Aveda, that when we speak of a lost object, every Jew who is not holding by his complete, satisfying his complete potential, also has a lost object. What is his lost object? His Aveda, his lost object, is the soul. That every Jew has within a spark of godliness, and when he has taken this spark of godliness with its natural love and yearning and wish to attach to godliness, and one takes it and involves it in different things it should not be involved in, such as thoughts and acts of speech and actions which are against the Torah, the person has taken this soul and made it lost. It's in exile and it's lost from its proper place. It wants to be with godliness. And how does one return? How does one find this lost object? If you lose something, where do you look? You go to the place where you think you lost it. And so too in this case, where did one lose this neshama? In all of the negative things the person has been involved in. And therefore we must mefashfish v'maiseinu. We must look deeply into our actions, the place where we lost our neshama, so to speak. And from there try to correct it. We must investigate and think about and contemplate all of the negative actions and thoughts we have been involved in. And then we will deeply regret our actions and ask Hashem for mercy, that He should have rachmanis on this spark of godliness within us and bring it out of its lost state. As explained in Chassidus on the verse, LeYakov Eshepoda Es Avram, that Jacob redeemed Abraham, that Abraham is referring to the love of God within every Jew, and Jacob is referring to God's power of Rachmanis, to have mercy upon us, and Yaakov redeemed Avram, that the Rachmanis, Hashem's mercy upon us, redeems this love for Hashem, that previously this love for Hashem was hidden within us, but when we arouse God's mercy upon us, God has mercy on His lost object, and brings the neshama, brings the soul out of its lost state, out of its exiled state, so it can again feel an open love for its Creator and feel an open love for Hashem. Thank you for tuning in to Sefer Mitzvahs, a project of Sichos in English. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.